Candidate Statements. Statement of Candidate for United States Representative in Congress, District 3. Eugene Pleak, Occupation, Trauma Surgeon, Farmer. Education and Qualifications. Washington is broken, and we're paying for it. Our economy remains weak. That means far too many of our friends and neighbors are out of work or underemployed. We need to cut regulations that are causing good-paying jobs to go abroad, and we need to simplify the tax code so it makes sense. Our security is under attack by rogue nations and terrorists, and our government is failing to take action. We need to invest in the changes that are needed in defense and intelligence so that men and women who serve have the tools they need to get the job done. Our healthcare premiums and co-pays are on the rise because the Affordable Care Act is anything but affordable. We need to make reforms and create a system that puts patient care ahead of insurance companies. My family settled here in 1864, where we still farm the same land. I served in the United States Army for 13 years, including in the Middle East during the First Gulf War. I've coached high school basketball and raised 5 great kids with my wife for 39 years. I've been a surgeon for 35 years. I'm the medical director at an American College of Surgeons certified trauma center and spent 4 years in Africa training doctors. In 2010, I was honored to be awarded the Physician Legacy Award. We need leadership in Washington, not more politics as usual. I hope you'll join me. CleekForCongress.com. Statement of Candidate for United States Representative in Congress, District 3. John Garamendi. Occupation, Congressman and Family Farmer. Education and Qualifications. Thank you for the privilege to serve you as your congressman. Improving your economic security and protecting America and you from terrorist attacks is job one. On Armed Services Committee, I support programs to attack ISIS, stop cyber attacks, and reduce wasteful spending on trillion-dollar nuclear arms race. Shared prosperity. I support equal pay for equal work, raising minimum wage, family leave, and family farms. Make it in America. Serving on Transportation Infrastructure Committee, my amendment and votes increased Buy America standard to 70% U.S. content for buses, trains, and 100% for bridges and roads. Keep good jobs here, not in China. Build infrastructure. Put people to work. Stop the tunnels. Save the Delta. As President Clinton's Deputy Interior Secretary, I fought to protect our water and environment. Let's build Sites Reservoir, increase water conservation, recycling, desalinization, and protect water rights. As Insurance Commissioner, I protected seniors from fraud, lowered homeowner and auto rates, created America's strongest consumer protection agency. My votes and knowledge shaped laws to stop abuse by insurance companies and Wall Street. I voted to reduce cost of Medicare drugs, stop cuts to Social Security, and increase veterans' benefits. Educating students and workforce creates security. As Lieutenant Governor and UC Regent, I fought tuition increases. I support increased Alzheimer's research and refinancing student loans, saving students billions in interest payments. I'm a graduate of UC Berkeley and Harvard MBA. Patty and I served in the Peace Corps. We raise cattle and grow pears on our family ranch. Statement of Candidate for United States Representative in Congress, District 3. Ryan Dettert. Occupation, Engineer, Entrepreneur. Education and Qualifications. More jobs, less immigration. I'll vote to bring jobs and manufacturing back from overseas. Mandate E-Verify. And strengthen laws against businesses that hire illegal workers. We need to make it easier for businesses to operate in this country and eliminate bad trade deals like TPP. We must strengthen the middle class, the backbone of this country. I love immigration. My wife is from South Korea, but mass migration hurts American workers. About 2 million in new legal immigrants and guest workers arrive each year when 15 million Americans can't find a full-time job, not including illegal immigration. This severely impacts the middle class and poor, minorities in particular. American workers must come first. We must reduce overall immigration rates and stop illegal immigration. Every year, the H-1B visa program is used to displace tens of thousands of American tech workers with cheaper foreign workers. I will work to drastically reduce H-1B quotas. There is no shortage of American tech workers like lobbyists claim. I have a computer engineering degree from UC Davis and have stayed in the area ever since. Let me be the voice of the silent majority. Please visit my site for more information and a full list of issues. Dedert2016.com